This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 15th. Well, the profit taking on Wall Street finally caught up with us today. We had been bucking the overall market trends and rallying when the other stocks were starting to roll over. So I just want to point out what's going on. First of all, today's a Friday, and we're heading into a three-day weekend because Monday's Martin Luther King Day. So traders like to clean out their inventories, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. The other thing is there is some uncertainty. You know, we have approximately 20,000 troops in Washington, D.C., and that's four times the number of troops we have in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. So that kind of freaks people out, you know, when you close the National Mall and things like that. The good news is Joe Biden wants to move pretty fast. He gave a speech yesterday. He didn't read it perfectly, you know. I'm sure he'll get better at it. He obviously wants to throw some stimulus at the economy. But before we get into the stimulus, I'd like to talk about the economic news because it is utterly dreadful, okay? We just had retail sales come out. They fell 0.7%. Economists were not expecting that. So that was a big disappointment. On Thursday, we had new claims for unemployment soar. We're at the highest level in 5 months. And I don't care what Joe Biden does or Congress does. You cannot stimulate the economy as long as we're locked down. Okay? It's as simple as that. Economics 101 is the velocity of money. How fast does money change hands? And even though some of us can stay home and shop and nest and things like that, we have to get the service part of the economy buzzing, okay? And the service sector is being largely shut down because of all the restrictions in many, many large states. And we just have to get a handle on this. Now, as far as when you get the vaccines, it's different everywhere. Right now, I'm in Arizona with my mom, who's 98, and the vaccine is not available for her yet. Obviously, she should be top of the list, okay? I've inquired with my own healthcare provider. It's a hospital in Reno, and they've estimated November. I have friends at the Cleveland Clinic down in Western Florida, and they've run out of vaccines. So what's happened is we just don't have enough vaccines now. Johnson & Johnson is supposed to get their vaccine approved. Maybe we'll have three. Now, AstraZeneca is approved for Europe. Maybe we'll have four. But, you know, AstraZeneca is going to be supplying those vaccines to most of the UK because they're based in the UK. So hopefully we'll have multiple vaccines, but it looks like it's going to be a year, to be candid with you, before everybody's vaccinated. And then guess what? The antibodies might not last forever. So you might have to get a vaccine every year. And that's what the Moderna CEO said, when he was interviewed the other day, that the coronavirus is not going away. It reappears every year, of course, and some years are more deadlier than others. And this vaccination may become a permanent thing. So this does not help the market. And a lot of the states that have destroyed their economies are finally figuring it out. It looks like New York's starting to figure it out. It'll be interesting when California figures it out. And, of course, it looks like the Gavin Newsom recall is real, okay? They had 1 million signatures. They got 1.5 million to recall him. But people are mad. And so I realize that President Trump is still dominating all the news. But he will not be dominating the news much longer. And any public anger is going to go to somebody else, okay? And it looks like it's going to go down to the anger is going to be pointed at whoever is shutting the economy down. So next week, we have Janet Yellen. It's supposed to be in front of the Senate for her confirmation hearing. She's the former Fed chairman that's Joe Biden picked to be Treasury Secretary. I'm eagerly awaiting her comments because, you know, it's going to be a very delicate balancing act running these massive deficits. Now, interestingly, the dollar's up today. So it looks like as the Fed allowed the 10-year Treasury yield to move higher, that it did firm up the dollar temporarily. Obviously, if you're a foreigner and you're looking to the United States, what's happened is we look a little less chaotic than we did a few months ago. But something disturbing is happening. Not only is China winning, but a lot of big multinational companies that have cash sloshing around are increasingly leaving their money in China because the Chinese yuan is appreciating against the U.S. dollar, and they have much higher interest rates over there. Now, big multinational companies have always been reluctant to leave their money in China because they devalued their currency not that long ago. But with their robust economic recovery that's now underway, that's less likely. One last thing I want to point out is the manufacturing recovery we have is real. Some of it's automotive, some of it's aviation, so a lot of it's housing. Okay, obviously, if we're all out buying homes, you know, we got to put stuff in it, you know, appliances, furniture, all that good stuff. Anyway, the main thing I want you to know about the manufacturing recovery, and I've said this in previous podcasts, is the automotive industry is starting to slow down their production because of a lack of chips, okay? And today we have TSM and UMC, which are two Taiwanese chip companies, have pulled back. And I just want you to know those stocks are screaming buys right now because they'll be supplying the chips for these LED and OLED screens that are in short supply. So I expect magnificent results from those stocks. And we've had some stocks pre-announce their results, and they're acting well. So I'm looking forward to the next 3 weeks. We're going to have a great 3 weeks of earnings. Then we'll probably have some consolidation. And then we'll get ready for the next quarterly announcement season. So we're going to have good earnings all year simply because the year-over-year comparisons are just so darn easy. But the average sales and earnings that our stocks are going to be posting are absolutely, utterly spectacular. The other thing I want to stress is the pandemic basically accelerated technological change. So the stocks out there that facilitate the work-at-home trend, whether it's DocuSign, Zoom, all the cloud computing companies, things like that, they've all just gotten bigger and more dominant, okay? Now, of course, cloud computing is in the news right now because Amazon has cut services to one of Twitter's competitors. We'll see what happens with that. That's in court right now. You know, the tech companies are very, very powerful. They suck up to China. They allow the censorship. They suppress the news in Hong Kong. They're sucking up to our Congress because a lot of people in Congress want to break them up. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens. And as we enter one-party rule in America for the next couple of years, it'll be interesting if, are we going to be more like China with a government corporate cooperation, or are we going to be more like California and hostile to businesses? So it's just going to be fascinating to watch. And all I can tell you is my best defense is a strong offense. And no matter what gyrations and oscillations there are out there, when those earnings come out, they tend to pop our stocks. And then, of course, I can always buy the foreign stocks, okay, that are prospering from a worldwide economic recovery. All our foreign stocks are ADRs, American Depository Receipts, and they all comply with our strict GAAP accounting standards. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. The bellwether out there for everybody is still Tesla. Tesla's starting to slow down. You know, Ford has the Mach-E out now. There's some articles that it's a formidable competitor. But, you know, what happens is the Tesla customers are pretty fanatical and want to stick with Tesla, and the Mach-E will be sold to other customers. But the it'll be interesting to see if Tesla loses market share in America like they've lost in Europe. You know, they were the dominant player in Europe, and now they're fourth. So, in fact, the only market where Tesla has grown is China. They're flat in America. They're flat down in Europe in sales, and they're up sharply in China. So, and there, of course, there's lots of competition in China as well. So, but at least they got a good number two spot. But I'll be very, very curious watching how the market reacts to Tesla's earnings and guidance. The Model Y is not in all markets, so that should help their sales. And then, of course, they have all these new plants that are going to be open, which should help them as well. But there's an acute battery shortage out there. There's a shortage of cobalt. So the some of the Teslas they're making in China don't go as far because they don't have the cobalt. So just fascinating times that we're in right now. All I can tell you is hang on, enjoy the ride. We have to go through earnings season. We have to let those earnings come out and drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So don't let these gyrations bother you. We're going to have some up volatility in the next 3 weeks as these earnings come out. And then if you did want to take some money out of the market the time to do that would probably be around mid-February. And that's going to be the pause that refreshes, and we gear up for the first quarter results will come out in April and May. So I'm excited for the next few months. I also think the media is going to be nice to the Biden administration for a few months. And then because you know he's going to get a honeymoon. And so hopefully we can all grow and prosper together. But the real key is to stop the state lockdowns, because no matter what stimulus they throw out there, if they lock us down and destroy the service sector, they destroy America, because you know services are 70% of our economy. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Take care.